But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an occasion where results are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
God is a spirit. And since God is a spirit, God made man, scripture speaking, in His image and in His likeness. But you see, there were matters that were more weightier than the whole idea of just creation. Because scripture says God made man and breathed into his nostrils. So the same way scripture says God made the cattle of the field, God made the birds of the air, the fishes of the sea. None of these things needed the breath of God. So God just made them by decree. The Bible says he upholds all things by the power of his words. The Bible says through faith, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, we understand that the worlds were formed by the word of God. He says, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Scripture speaking in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of, and the Spirit of God hovered. And he says, and God said, words, let there be light. So there is something about this divine being, this creature, this deity we are trying to describe. Something about him and communicating his will through sound. But you see, when God was making man, as at the point, please, I get distracted by side communication. As at the point where scripture was saying God made man, if you put a pause in that place or a comma, what you have is a living thing already. Because every time God makes anything, the product of that thing was life. The same way God makes the cattle of the field, God made the fishes of the sea. They already had a life, but the title of that life is biological life. The same way, if God didn't breathe the breath of life into his nostrils and gave him a spirit content, man will only live for pleasures. But unfortunately, there are people living in our world today that the inspiration powering all of their drive is pleasures. So it means the issue of God breath into his nostrils has not found expression in some individuals yet. Because if what is powering your motive and your ideas and your drive in life is your appetites and pleasures alone, that's how a goat lives. A goat lives for what to eat. It is hormones that power them. You see a lady and you cannot control yourself. Then you say, it's hard, but you know, be firewood. As you are talking, it's sounding nice in your ear. It's just a sign that you are not powered by a spirit content. Because scripture says, God made man. Then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And that made man a living soul. So Job chapter 32 verse 8 says, there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty Spirit will give this man understanding. I'm trying to create a very clear demarcation between a concept that has so married themselves. Somebody tell your neighbor, God is a spirit. Or tell your neighbor also, man is not a spirit. I'm very sorry. The things I've said right now would have challenged some of the grounds upon which we built our beliefs. But I'm going to build and we'll continue. In Revelation chapter 5 verse 3, you will find a very serious conversation going on there. The apostle John was summoned into the courts of Zion. And then they were showing him the matters that will befall the earth, showing him pre-Adamic realities coming to what is happening then to the future of the world. And then they showed him something that baffled his mind, where they narrated that a great and powerful angel spoke with a loud voice and saying, who is worthy to carry the book and open the seals and read the content thereof? Revelation chapter 5 verse 3 says, and no man was found in heaven. Please tell your neighbor, in heaven. Neither on the earth, say on the earth, or under the earth, that is beneath the earth, And they were showing us three different zones. They were showing us those living in the celestial realm, those living in the world, as you know, in the cosmos. Then they were showing us those in the underworld, in the realms of the dead, those who sleep. Mind you, before the death of Jesus, all great patriarchs like Abraham, people like Noah, Abimelech, Jacob, Moses, Daniel, call their names, Jeremiah, Isaiah. You are saluting them. But the day they close their eyes in sleep, the Bible says the grave trapped them. They remain a prisoner of the grave. And I'll tell you why. Scripture says the wages of sin is death. So it means, wages means reward. It means if you ever commit even one sin, your reward is death. The payment for that sin is death. Every one of them that died, the fact that they died was a proof that once upon a time, along the sojourn of their life, they transgressed one commandment or another. And I will show you, when it came to the Lamb of God, the spotless one called the Christ, they waited for this guy to die. And they found out that the nails of the Roman soldiers could not take life from a man. He hung on the cross until he used his own mouth and said, "Father, into thy hand I commit my spirit." They questioned him to find out whether this thing we are saying, whether it's true or not. And he says, "My life was not taken. I am the one who laid it down." Death cannot claim the life of a man that sin has not been engrafted into his life. So it's only the wages of sin that can become death. What happens when death comes and cannot find sin? Isaiah, with all of the alignment, he died. And his death was a proof that the best of a man is still a man. He still had one or two areas of deficiency. And all of these men were held bound in the underworld. So it was Jesus's assignment in the underworld during the 3 days he spent in the grave. It was then scripture says the good news, the gospel was preached to them that sleep. And scripture says on the day of his resurrection, graves were cracked open and men saw their long dead relatives. Then the scripture was fulfilled. Oh death, where is your sting? Oh grave, where is your power? Now, the only history death has against everybody that said you sinned, Jesus now went into the underworld and told all of the holy men who died with one small areas of deficiency here and there, that God has created one, concocted a new equation of salvation. So much so that they will not judge men by their actions again. They will put the sin of men on the sacrificial lamb of God. And every one of them that had one or two impediments, they found out that they can become perfect if they wield their righteousness and they drew it from the lamb, not from themselves. So all of them owned up immediately under in the underworld that we are sinners, we agree. But there is one that was perfect, and it's that one that represented us. It is that argument that won how all these guys could leave the grave. But you see, there was something happening. The idea of leaving the grave was not enough, because we found out that scripture says no man was found in heaven. I'm trying to build something with what I'm saying. We'll talk about sound now. It will interest you that when they search for men in heaven, and people like Elijah, who was taken by the whirlwind, who never saw death in his physical body, people like Enoch, who walked with God and was not, they say they searched heaven for men, so there are men in heaven. But even in heaven, they still call them men. They didn't call them spirits. Their name is still called men. Even in the underworld, when you said that they have died and their physical body has been shed, and now they are no longer human beings, they are spirits. When they went to the underworld, the nomenclature in the lexicon of Zion was that they were looking for men in the underworld. Tell somebody by your side, man is not a spirit. See, when immortals were communicating these things, they were intentional when they say no man was found in the heavens, in the earth, or under the earth. Men, man, not spirit. Just in case there's a brother forming too much spirituality, always closing his eyes and taking deep breaths. tap him by your side and tell him, you are not a spirit. Relax. I can tell you the most helpless state of that brother. When nobody is around, he eats a batu. He's just lying. He's pretending. I will show you the jurisdictions of men. What God has allotted for us. You must first embrace your humanity. A lot of people are trying to prove a point to a generation that they spend more time with the spirit realm than the physical. And you are living in the world of men. Who are you deceiving? Some of you go on Facebook and write all kinds of lofty things. Just want to sound very clinical. Go up there and say, I'd rather spend time with the immortals than with mortals. I laugh when I see, tell somebody by your side to calm down. Has anybody started engaging you in a conversation about fasting before? Say, I fast. I just finished my 40 days, and the spirit is summoning me to enter another 360. See, tell the person by your side to calm down. You see, mind you, just in case you think I'm undermining the role of a man, the office that holds the highest honors of righteousness currently is a man, because it is the Lamb of God, the man Christ Jesus, that prevailed. No angel was worthy to embark on that mission. No angel could challenge the rebellion that started in heaven. So it was the man. And this is why God resurrected him with his body, so that it will be a man that will sit on the executive throne of Zion. In case you are looking for who is the image of God currently, he's a man. And he's the man, Christ Jesus. This is why the angels are amazed. Who is man that thou art mindful of him? Nor the son of man that thou visitest him. Many of you are trying to see angels, and you don't know angels are trying to see you. I want to see something with wings that is flying, and that thing is looking for the image of God to see. The problem is that the two realms have never interfaced. You are trapped in the physical realm. Your receptacles have never found expression, so you never journeyed into Zion. Angels are excited anytime they meet a man that was able to levitate into the courts of Zion. They are looking, is this God's shape? I was sleeping some months back after an all night we had. I think we prayed for 5 hours or 6 hours that day, and we went home, and I just laid on my bed. As I was closing my eyes, before I knew it, an out-of-body experience was initiated, and I saw two angels. They were putting on white robes. They were busy, to be honest. They were busy doing something, but I don't know what the work was. And as I was looking at them in joy, how many of you have had an out-of-body experience where you know inside that experience that it is an experience? You know that this is a vision. So I was gazing at them, and one of them turned. His wings was too white. The whiteness now evolved from being white. It now started looking like light. Like it was effusing something. Like an energy was coming from it. And he was doing that work, and he turned, and his eye gazed into my eye, and fear gripped me. The fear that gripped me that I removed my eye quickly. He knew that I could see him. You needed to see the joy. The joy. That one creature was happy that I could see it. So the you know, I said something earlier, and I just want us to buttress a point around it. You know how hard it is for spirits to enter this realm. A spirit has no business trafficking the physical realm if a body has not been secured for it. So any spirit that can even wander or stroll, he will only stroll on the ground that his house, the house that he is his own, by power, they banished him out. So he will first walk in arid region. In case you find any strolling spirit, I'm trying to tell you that they gave him quick notice from a location. And the reason why he is still in the earth was because he still calls that place my house. The way it's hard for spirits to enter the physical realm, that's how hard it is too for physical to journey into the divine. And it will take some level of alignment. I have built all this so that we can talk about ancient sounds. The disparity in the realms has created a need for us to identify how these realms communicate. The physical realm has its limitations and has its oppression. The spiritual realm has its own oppression too. And the truth of the matter is, spirits cannot communicate with men via just cognitive utterance. Because what language did you think Adam and God were speaking? What language did Satan use to communicate with Eve when he was trying to tempt man? Where were all the worshippers in the temple when Satan took Jesus to the pinnacle of the temple? Aren't a great crowd supposed to look at a man that has climbed and say, somebody wants to commit suicide? Which form did Satan use when he came to tempt Jesus in the wilderness? I want to show you how the realms communicate. If you enter some territories, there are callings that has been domiciled in the atmosphere of those territories. It is the broadcast of Zion. Some of these broadcasts, God broadcasted it 20, 30 years ago. But the broadcast will remain in echo until a son of Zion tune into that frequency and receives that information. Factored inside Job chapter 32 verse 8, like I told you, scripture says there is a spirit inside this design called man. And God put that spirit inside so that he will give inspiration to this man through that spirit. And factored in the design of the spirit of man is a technology of transmitter and receiver. The transmitter is from Zion. It's God that will broadcast. The way you have a radio, the radio is your own. You don't know what is happening in the FM station. You don't know who is being brought to come and air his views. But all you need is to carry your own transistor radio that has a receiver and tune the knob and connect to the frequency. So as I'm speaking to you right now, there are informations flowing in 96.1. But you, as you are sitting here like this, you will not hear what is going on in the frequency called 96.1. But you are going to need a device that can help you interface and receive the radio waves that are traveling in the frequency called 96.1, and then translate or convert that radio waves into forms that the information can be understood. That's what the spirit of man is. God put that spirit inside man so that if he broadcasts from Zion, that spirit inside man is like a technology that can fine-tune and connect to the frequencies, the energies of God, and then translates. So you hear people say, God told me not to wear this shirt. And many young believers are sorrowful. They are thinking, Lord, when would you ever be speaking to me like you speak to Sister Jane? Sister Jane said, I wanted to marry him, but God says he is not my husband. And the young believer is saying, oh my God. So you hear God, and Sister Jane said, stay here. You think everybody is like you? And the young Christian is under pressure, sweating, going for fasting, waiting for one day to hear a voice. And God is a spirit. Them that would seek him, they will seek him in spirit and in truth. I'm trying to show you the coordinates. The voice of God will only echo. It will sound from Zion. The callings. Ha! When I walked into television, I already knew that there was a call inside television. Zion has been shedding tears about the depravity and the abominable chains and yokes that demons have flung the lives of young people under. And the call was there, waiting for anybody who will just raise his receptacles. When you hear the word of the Lord, it launches you into action. It's just as I enter other territories to go and minister, and I see the carnality and the casualness in the territory, and I'm amazed. Is it like nobody is hearing this burden that is in the airways in this place? You will know what ministry is needed in that territory when your spirit, there is a spirit in man. Not man is a spirit. God put the spirit as a technology that he will use anytime he wants to traffic the realm of God. So how does God tell somebody this is not your wife? Because many of us, that has become a challenge, how to hear from God. So a lot of people come and lie, and I repeat it, lie. They say, I hear the sound of the Lord in my left ear. Let me tell you something. The flesh cannot participate with the spirit. The Bible says the things of the spirit, they are foolishness to the carnal mind. the flesh is in enmity against the spirit. So this your ear cannot hear God. It's because God is a spirit. This ear is flesh. This ear should not hear the conversation of a spirit. It is the spirit inside you that received inspiration. And God says, if he wants to speak to man, he will speak to the spirit that he puts inside man as an inspiration. There is a spirit in man. The inspiration of the Almighty Spirit will give them understanding. So how do I know that it's not my wife? I will receive a knowing. Then I will articulate that knowing. I will give words to that knowing. I want to enter a car and I lose my peace. The loss of my peace means don't enter the car. Now, I will not go and tell people that I wanted to enter, then I lost my peace. I will just come and say, God says I should not enter. But I'm teaching you the nitty-gritties now. How men receive the counsel of God. You receive it as an inspiration domiciled in your spirit. You wanted to put money in the business. All of a sudden, there is doubt and restlessness. It's an inspiration. That's how Adonai speaks to the spirit of men. So I draw counsel from my spirit. Now when I say, God says I should not do this business, the average Christian is thinking, God came and whispered in my ear, don't do it. How can this ear hear from a spirit when they don't participate in the same realm? The material is not the same. Woe betide you if your spirit is not even active, so you can't hear God. There are many people who have never heard God about anything until it comes to relationship. Suddenly you are now an expert in hearing God. So the Lord told me she's my wife. How many relationships that have started on the ground of God said and ended, and people are thinking, is God a liar? How many of our parents understood the truth and they were honest without pretense? They just went quietly to the village, looked for a very virtuous young girl who is ready to be a wife, and took her, came to the house, and they lived happy and gave birth to you. You said that, no, a spirit is involved in my own. How about brothers who claim that, look, I'm not even the one that want to ask you out. It's God that said I should come to you. You claim a spirit is involved, but our own weddings and marriage don't last. Now we have made a mockery of the protocol of the spirit. We have said a spirit endorsed it, and yet it is us that have a failure in that regard. How many people claim that God sent them to do things? I'm trying to share with us the ancient sound. That echo from Eden, from the mountain of the Lord, is still in several territories. The cry of patriarchs and generals is still echoing. And any man who can journey in the spirit, he will hear something. And your sense of hearing in the spirit realm is an inspiration in your spirit. Now, just in case your spirit man has not found ventilation, you have not allowed him to find expression, you will not know when God drops a counsel in your spirit. Let me tell you where true worship is happening now. Worship is not happening here. Because we have so many people who are gathered here, but God will meet us. We come as a congregation, but God encounters us as individuals. And when God comes, he's not coming to meet you. He's entering the church inside your spirit. The Bible says God is a spirit, and them that will seek him, they will seek him inside their spirit. He will enter inside you. So David says, bless the Lord, O my soul. But this thing will happen with all that is within me. That's where we will bless his holy name from. There is worship in the flesh. All kinds of pretense. You have planned to cry before you come to the house of God. You say, by the grace of God, when I come today, I will first cry. How many of us have intentionally, after committing a sin, intentionally, then you now go and kneel down? Or you remove all your clothes and lie down and say, and the spirits are just looking at a clown. You lie down and say, Lord, oh, hi. It is really paining me that I sin. And God, check your heart. Your heart is happy, jubilating, and saying, Kai, that girl, Kai. He says, let the words of your mouth and the meditations of your heart. That's where he draws counsel from. Many of us have never drew decisions from there. Now they are telling you, medicine. Everybody is putting pressure. Have you listened to the counsel inside your spirit? Everybody who is speaking are speaking from experiences, and they are speaking from the limitation of what information they know. But only your spirit has the opportunity to traffic time. Your spirit is advising you based on 50 years to come. Two guys now came to ask you out. One is slim, tall, fair. with a Lexus. No Jesus. But he says, I'm a moralist. I don't do bad and I don't want anybody to do me bad. Very romantic. He knows everything you need. Sends you sweet text messages. And then there's one brother, Shegu, somewhere. Your name is Shegu here. There's no personal matter to this thing. Brother Shegu just have one t-shirt, one oversized t-shirt, and one brown chopped palm sandals, fat trouser. And he comes, anytime he's telling you he likes you, you are angry. You are thinking you don't know your mate. And every time he is speaking, by the flesh, you have made a decision, because the flesh has its own will. And the will of the flesh was the slick, slim, tall, young man. But the Spirit will give you a counsel, factoring time and tomorrow into the equation. So what your eye can see through the flesh is only today. But if the Spirit wants to give you an advice, the Spirit will factor the end of your life into that decision. And find out, if you go this path, what will become of you in 50 years to come? And if you fetch your counsel from the well of the Spirit, you will arrive well in destiny. How many of us have ignored the technology, the greatest bequital that God furnished into us as a spirit? Some of us don't even know we have a spirit. You have ignored your spirit, not even the Spirit of God. You have ignored the house of God inside you, the place where God has been coming to wait for you. You wake up sometime and there is a song echoing in your spirit. You don't know where the song started from. It was your spirit that connected to the frequencies of Zion. And he knew the song per time that the spiritual host were singing. And they were hoping that if your flesh can draw on this song, they'll call you somewhere. But men don't know how to partner with the callings of their spirits. You have not even finished partnering with your own spirit. How can you partner with the spirit of a deity, a God? You have not drawn counsel from your own spirit. Many inspirations enter your spirit and you kill it. Tell somebody by your side again, there is a spirit in man. Please, can you ask the person, what have you done with your spirit? You probably, sir, probably are planning to buy another clothes for your flesh. And I will not need word of knowledge to bring that. Everybody likes to adorn the flesh, to add another thing, give him another possession. You are probably planning to furnish the will of your flesh. But we know that man is not made up of the flesh alone, because God says there is a spirit in man. What have you done with the spirit that he put inside you? It is through the spirit that I can stand here, and I have done it over and over again by the inspiration of the Almighty, that men say there is no room, no door, no opportunity, no job. I got a job at managerial level by just counseling a man. I told him what to do, and he went and did it, and says, Jesus, I would have missed this great opportunity. Please, can you manage my company? You are trying to type a CV. It's your flesh that is giving you the work to do. If you follow the inspiration inside your spirit, you will find out that as it stands, everything you need for life and godliness is factored into your spirit. And the inspiration comes. The inspiration comes. Some of you are walking, you are just minding your business, very happy. Then the car you are inside, just as you are driving through territories, you just entered another new territory, and all of a sudden, your mind, your heart began to beat faster than it used to beat. And you don't know how to interpret the language of the spirit, because your spirit was already giving you a suggestion. You don't know when the spirit is telling you, leave this environment. Many of the sin will fail for, many of the temptation you gratify. If you have heard the counsel and the yearning of your spirit, you will know when they told you to move away. The spirit always gives signals. Most people who were involved in ghastly accidents and came out with all kinds of bad injuries, they can tell you that, and I didn't want to travel that morning. No. A friend of mine, mom, just got up one morning and said she's going to the village. Ha! They say, for what reason? You didn't tell anybody yesterday. You know how death invites people. When you just see them start taking a decision rashly and then go and enter death and die. And they're like, what is going on? But they found out the body without the spirit is there. Every inspiration is flowing from there. So death has been cooked from the village. They have marked that it is to be from this family that the next cry will be heard. So when they sounded the gong in the spirit, this woman, an inspiration entered her spirit. It's an inspiration about traveling. All of a sudden, for reasons you don't know, you didn't plan yesterday, you just got up. You are going to need these things I'm sharing with you today in every junction of life. Whether it's job, whether it's school, whether it's marriage. The Spirit will pick for you. You will feel His inspiration inside. I received my call and began to walk accurately in the call before I saw Jesus. I didn't get all of this very strong persuasion that some people will say, God has been calling me since, and I have been saying no. Me, He did not call me and I said no. I came back to a territory that anytime I enter, there is a hunger. My soul just becomes restless, an inspiration. So when Zion broadcast, the broadcast will be on the air. Anybody who can connect to that frequency has received the call. Let me tell you something about the callings of God, especially in the end time move, the new move of God. The callings of God don't have names to them. The callings of God is just in a territory, waiting for any desperate young man, young woman who can connect and carry it and say, Lord, can you use me? And God says, I can use anybody. You claim you are the prophet of television, the apostle of Kaduna Sound. When was the last time you received marching orders in your spirit? When was the last time you articulated the bodies of God? And now as it stands, many of us have so deadened our receptacle in the spirit that we don't even know what God is doing now again. So what you call what God is doing is anything that is popular in the body of Christ. So you say, this is the current move of God. And God can be doing something while a whole generation is distracted by an agenda of darkness. And only men who are connected to the frequency. Let me share something with you as we close. If you have a receiver, a transistor radio here, and you can receive, you will find out that the fact that you can connect to that 90.9 FM station, it does not mean that me too, I cannot connect. 5, 10, 50 people, 100 can connect at the same time, listening to the same information. That we all heard the information has no relevance. It is what everybody does with what he heard. So you heard that tomorrow there will be cloud, there will be rain. Everybody heard it that they broadcasted from Zion. You heard that, please don't go around Hanyam Banke because there is unrest. There is crisis around there. All of us heard. But our ability to pay attention and domesticate and act out the information we hear, this is what categorizes men. So we have a lot of people talking about encounters and dreams. Every night you are claiming that cherubs and seraphs are coming to you. You are describing wings of angels. Yet we can't see you domesticating the will of God. It is not about listening. It's about obedience. Let me tell you one truth. We know that you truly heard from that station if we find what that information turned your life into. We know many liars. I know them. And I don't need word of knowledge to diagnose that this is a liar and is a clan from the first prophet. People who talk bogus things that their hand has not handled, they go and listen to tapes, browse things, put articulate terms together, and they come up talking bogus things, and spirits look at them like clowns. You know how helpless they are by the struggle around them. They are struggling and they want to blame people for the struggle. And the Holy Ghost will only confirm the word of truth. The Bible says, and God walking with them, confirming his words with signs and wonder. If you are walking and God is not confirming what you are saying, you should go back and check. Neglect our spirits. New songs that should enter the earth, they entered your spirit like a sound. The inspiration was inside you. When you began to hum the sound, the Holy Ghost, the teacher, begins to give you words for those sounds. Then you begin to know what the angels were saying, because this your ear will not hear them. It is articulated by the Spirit of God himself. What happens to a generation that never searched their spirit? If only you can preach from your spirit and find that you just be an oracle. The Bible says, let us all speak as oracles of God. Oracles. So it was a spirit that used your mouth to communicate his bounties. I know even after these very heavy molecules are dropped with us here, when I leave, it will only be a handful that will carry these truths and practice it. Because we're a generation of knowledge. We know so much, but no proof in our life. We are talking about things that spirits have never given us permission to converse on. The average person is talking about the mantle of Dietrich Kuhlmann. Someone told me he's the Apostle Paul of our generation. And the Apostle Paul of our generation has two girlfriends. Apostle. Sometimes I feel scared when people call me that name. Apostle. But by God, I know who I am. I am an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was sent with the mandate of the revivalist. That it is the clan that I came over. If I go anywhere, my message, no matter what topic, whether it's love or patience I'm sharing, everything eventually will culminate and come back to a heart of passion, back to the altars of Zion. If you listen to me, your heart will want to seek God more. That is what I was sent to do. And I will never go and criticize somebody who has another call. Because we will not all be revivalists. And my call will not make me stay in one place for too long. Because it is supposed to carry a fire and be setting it across regions. Now we have... If you know what the callings of God are, you will know you were never supposed to copy any man. The inspiration is inside your spirit. You are not trying to look for God in heaven. You are looking for God in heaven. But men don't know how to journey into their spirits. That's why the patriarchs of old meditate. They seclude themselves from civilization and enter the wilderness so that they can disconnect from the noise of the flesh and journey into their spirit. There you will hear them say, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw. Man, these men disconnected. And then the transactions of Zion is happening inside the spirit. What have you done with your spirit? What have you done with your spirit? What revelation, what inspiration is being powered in your spirit? We have many ministries. The ministry is already in your spirit. You can feel it already every time you walk past that area. Something is happening, or you don't know how to articulate the movements of your spirit. Your marital settlement has come, or you don't know. You are waiting until you see a guy come, and your prayer point should have changed. You are supposed to now be saying, thank you, Lord, for my husband. Because if you were sensitive to your spirit, you would have received a new... Have you ever been praying? I speak to spiritual men today. Carnal men will be... They'll be oblivious of the things I'm speaking about, because it will be just passing above your head. You will not know the things I speak about. Have you been praying? And as you are praying, you came to a point in the prayer where a victory note entered your spirit, and you know it is done. The "it is done" was an inspiration that entered your spirit. That was the conversation between you and your Father in heaven. It is him saying, I've heard you. I've heard you. Came to your spirit as... So you start saying, thank you, Jesus, because I know you have answered. This is how God knows that this guy has an ear and he heard what I just said. Now you have people, God is saying, I've heard you, I will do it. There's this saying, Father, I decree. Oh, I want. And heaven is just looking, who is this clown? Be at peace. I have heard your cry. According to the time of life, your child will come. Your new prayer point is, Lord, thank you for the child. We don't know how to partner with the spirit because our ears are not active to the broadcast of the spirit. So Jesus says, even these celestial hosts, they hate vain repetitions. You came yesterday, lega debera, arabagada, Lord the house rent, shabara. And God has already said, on this day, being the 1st of May, I will grant you your petitions. Your house rent will be paid without sweat. All these words will come as an inspiration. And the inspiration will come as a knowing. The knowing will be articulated. You are the one to give words to the council. Have you been in an encounter before where all you were seeing were pictures, but the pictures were giving you words? Ah, like I said, it's not for carnal men. Carnal men will be angry about my teachings right now. Just in case you have never even been in an encounter, so you know you will be angry that I'm using this example. And the truth of the matter is, you can meet with luminaries in the spirit realm. And then I learned by means of exercise that they don't use mouths to talk in that realm. It's heart that speaks to heart. A being in Zion does not need to open his mouth to talk to you. As a matter of fact, they did not give you a name for identification's sake. Your name was a prophecy. So if God wants to call you, God does not need to say Israel. Your name is not Israel by God. It is men that try to articulate the feeling of what they feel God was describing your destiny as. So they said, what is nearest to that theme is called Israel. But when God wants to communicate with you, he will use his essence to summon you. Number two, you will find out that in that realm, this your leg is not what you use to walk. You don't go from place to place with leg. In that realm, you think of places and you appear there. There's no space, no distance. So he says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not entered the hearts of men what God has reserved for those who love him. Eyes have not seen levels of depth. You are the most shallow. You are the most babyish Christian if all you relate with are the things your eyes can see. That's the most shallow depth of spiritual transactions. Eyes have not seen. The deeper place next to eyes, he says, ears have not heard. There are people who have not seen, yet they believe. And God says, blessed are those people who have not seen, yet they believe. We had the class of Thomas, and he is a large congregation in the world today. People who never believe what their eye have not seen. And God is not put under any obligation to show you things before you believe. And so you will expect that many of the bounties of God, you will accept it on the basis of faith. Some of you, they have called you from the realm of sight. So you don't need to see again before you believe. You just say, I have read it inside God's word and I just believe it. And people are saying, look, oh, be wise. Oh, you know, wisdom is profitable. There are all kinds of distractions. Then you have another group of people who look very foolish. Yet, they are the ones that the great one salutes. Scripture says, those eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered the hearts of men. There are certain people whose transaction with God is at heart level. They search their spirit part-time. And sometimes, oh God, they will not even know the verse of the Bible where that thing is located. They will obey it. And after 10 years, they will find that there is a scripture like that. You are already a living scripture. Even though they burn the Bible, your life will live out the Bible. Because inside your heart, that's where the inspiration of the great spirit is. So he says it has not entered the heart of men. That's the most deepest level of depth. People whose communion with the great one is at heart level. Sounds, ancient sounds. Today, to such as I have, I will give to you. When I make declarations and decrees by the support of the Spirit of God, there will be hearings in this place that will open. Then there will be people's hearts that will begin to hear the inspiration of God clearly. And you will pick that inspiration inside your spirit. Then he is begging you to guard your heart with all diligence, because that is his transmission line. Don't let any other thing transmit from here. If not, it will be hard to tell which voice is God's voice and which other voice is this other transmission. So guard it. Let no two cry. Just imagine if different stations are broadcasting on the same frequency. Who would you listen to? So guard your heart. Guard it. Only God will transmit from this line. The flesh already has too much noise there. Allow Satan to continue to do his speaking there. But he says, secure your heart. Because that's my transition line. You want to move in the world of knowledge? It's a normal life of those who fetch inspiration from their hearts. I was ministering at Enugu. Came out as the man of God. It was such a powerful meeting. I was walking out and they were taking me to the vehicle. And I saw a lady standing, looking, just standing by the roadside, looking very helpless. And God says, take everything from your pocket and give to her. My hand in my pocket, including the honorarium they just gave me. And it was a very sizable envelope. I had not even had the privilege to investigate the content of the envelope. God says, hand it over to her. And I took it and I went straight to her. I did not know that she was part of the meeting I just finished. I was giving it to her and I said, God says I should give you this money. And the lady broke down and knelt down and began to cry on the road. She said, truly there is God. That she just, before I came out, she just begged God that, Lord, I gave my transport. I don't know how I will go home. If you are in heaven and you can hear me, send somebody. And the somebody God is sending is an inspiration he kept inside my spirit. Imagine if I did not fetch that inspiration. How many of you are the reasons why sinners will not believe there is God? Because you did not obey the inspiration in your spirit. I speak to you today. She journeys and comes down to Anakazo in Kaduna and goes back from time to time. She found a man that can prove. This is what it means to be a witness. A proof. You just said, Lord, if you can hear me, I am in problem. Help. And God says, I have many bodies around here. How many of us will abandon the noise of the flesh tonight? Because I tell you, this is my call. I was called after the clan of the revivalist. I read how the lives of everybody before me ended. I knew what this anointing can do to my life. I know the kind of world that must come. And I know also what my assignment will be. I will not necessarily need to be staying and becoming over and over again. But one encounter like this, it will bet a yearning inside you, where you will go back and trace your relationship with God back to the spirit realm. All of this hypocrisy of the flesh, length of skirt, size of her thigh, earring or no earring, the meeting place is your spirit. You have forgotten that thing and you are carried away by dogmas of men. I just came back from campus then and I entered the house. Immediately I entered, something in me just began to feel very heavy. Be careful when the Holy Ghost speaks to you, because he will speak with the language of the spirit. Mind you, don't be deceived. If God needs to use a physical body to come and give you a message, he should pay you. It's an indication that there are many messages inside your spirit that has been unattended to. So for sake of emphasis and by mercy, by the economy of mercy, they had to carry somebody who can speak your physical language, because the only route that they can communicate with you is through your flesh. And God is a spirit. Them who should worship him should have worshiped him in spirit and in truth. But now God has to come and route things through English language to you. Mind you, every time a man is trying to articulate the yearning of the spirit inside, there is a limitation in language, so he might not be able to communicate the true counsel. I have a covenant with God. I told God from the beginning of my walk with him, Lord, may I never backslide to an extent that you have to speak to me through a third party. Anytime a person is coming to say, Lord, oh, God said I should come and tell you, what happens to me immediately is a retreat. I go to ask, and if it turns out to be that God tells me he is not the one, I mark that person and I make sure no counsel from them will ever find expression in my life. Because it means that Satan had found expression through them to cast a false broadcast. So I know God is not supposed to be talking to me through another man if he has a communication line in my spirit. How many nights you sleep and they put great deliverance in your spirit? You wake up and you forget the dream. It did not even pain you. It didn't pain you that the salvation of a territory has been carelessly lost because of the bogusness of your flesh. How many nights did God give you direction what to do for your next season? You woke up and say, Kai, like say I dream. Kai, Jesus. How many times will God give you counsel and directives as regarding this matter of relationship? Kai, bless her, I dream about marriage. And that was your deliverance. The broadcast of Zion entered your spirit. But when you got up, the flesh took over everything and you didn't hear the voice of the spirit again. Somebody say, before I used to dream more, but I don't know what's happening now. I don't dream. It's a sign. It's a bogusness of your flesh. After matters like that, a man needs to go and break himself. A man needs to ascend the mountains of Zion and just go and lie down and say, Lord, sanctify me. Your flesh can become so bogus that it does not give room for the expression of the spirit anymore. And the sounds, the ancient sounds of Zion, only your spirit can pick it. And when your spirit pick it, it will be articulated by the Holy Ghost. Once articulation comes to it, that's where carnal men can hear it. You will find out that I have not spoken to you from any jotter. My message has never been in any book. My message is in heaven. So I speak from inspiration. My scriptures is from inspiration. You might want to sit down and you are reading and studying, listening to tapes, planning that I'll first sing this song. When I sing this song, then I'll do this. You will find out that everything you have done is in the flesh. An impact comes from the spirit. So we pray to ascend. Once we enter the place where the frequency is, we speak from what is broadcasted from that frequency. I invite a generation that pays attention to this sermon tonight. Your cry tonight is just one. Lord, break the code, break this cover, break this yoke of my flesh and give ease to my spirit. You can make that your prayer. Allow my spirit to hear you, oh God. Speak to my spirit and I will hear. You can make that a yearning and a prayer right now. Lord, speak for thy servant hear it. Speak. You started with fire. You started with passion. How comes Eli? You cannot hear the broadcast of God again. How comes only a child called Samuel? He is the one that is interacting with the frequencies of Zion. Now you are so used to the mundane charades of religion. Somebody will cry again. Lord, awaken my first love. My first love. Those days where you speak to my spirit. Those days where I wake up with encounters. Those days where I know what to do. Lord, I have lost something. I lost something. Awaken my spirit. Awaken my spirit. Awaken my spirit. If you know the things we pray for, your call, your ordination is in your spirit. That's where it's done is out. I wish men were praying. It's clear. It's clear you are not the one I was talking to. It's clear you are not the one. You are not the one. Because there's no summon. If you continue this way, I can tell you your end. You will die like a mere man. You were supposed to be a god, operating from the frequencies of Zion. But you stayed with the appetites and yearnings and cravings of the carnal nature. And your end, you die like a mere man. I say unto you, ye are gods. They know not, neither will they understand. They know not,
neither will they understand. I have broadcasted things into their spirits, but they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness because they don't know how to draw inspiration from their spirit. For the sake of this ignorance, all the foundations of the world are out of course. I have said unto you that ye are gods. All of you are children of the Most High God, but you die like men. You die like men. My spirit, set my heart on fire. 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 When was the last time you heard him? When was the last time you heard him? And he speaks to you always. Always. Something has affected the broadcast line. Mama no kodome na manate. Yes, it's happening. Communication lines have been restored. Yes. Don't get distracted. It's happening. Mana campo to perezenema. Oros to perezenamish. Seze preges te prosco de namaneske. Set your heart to God now. Anything can happen. I speak to callings. I speak to ordinations. I speak to mighty men who have never lifted their horns. I speak to generals who have been put in chains and prison houses. I speak to mighty men under captivity. By the hand of Adonai, by the inspiration of God, now by fire, I declare fire upon men now, everywhere. Fire upon men. Fire. The fire for ordinations. Yes. Upon them. Oh. The callings. The airways must be restored. Daniel. Mana take us up in a By the will of the Spirit of God. It is in His will that I release certain graces for people now. These graces will be strategic. Strategic. It is in His will that I empower men in this journey by the things that has been given to me freely. Freely too I will release. But it will take hunger. It will take hunger. Somebody lift up your voice and pray, Lord, I receive. Whatever will cheat me, whatever will cheat me out of this encounter, I receive. Oh God. I declare can we lift up our hands now? Holy Ghost, now I declare I release the grace of access into revelatory depth, access into happenings and encounters in the spirit. I release it now at the count of three, upon hearts, upon destinies and calls. One, in the name of Jesus. Two, in the name of Jesus. Three, right now, I release it upon men. Take it, by the Spirit of God. Take it. Yes. Help them. Yes. Access. Help them. I release the healing anointing. The healing grace, I release it upon the palms of men. Let a surge of fire enter your hand now at the count of three. Blessed Holy Ghost, confirm my words with signs and wonders. One, in the name of Jesus. Two, in the name of Jesus. Three, right now.
Glory to God. We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AnakazoMissionInternational.AMI or join us on our Telegram channel at Anakazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.